When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Money, money, money.
Speaking of money, 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 did you guys see that the Backstreet Boys are going to be the first pop band to play at the Sphere in Vegas?
Oh, really?
Stop. This summer. And I need to go.
This summer?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds BSB.
I would go to that.
At the Sphere? Wait. Bow, bow.
Yeah, no, it's called like the Millennium.
Oh.
I wrote it down to share because it was like breaking news as you were picking
that me up. That was their second album was Millennium, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their graphics for like if they do a lot of retro, like all their music videos were amazing.
Yeah.
And all the graphics were like Y2K. Seeing that in the Sphere. I would go see that. Should we do a group trip?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I will.
Says,
yes.
It's so annoying though. Like, of course they're doing it in July when it's god awfully
in Vegas. Jesus.
July 11th to 27th.
We go for Matt's birthday.
Yeah. My birthday's the 9th.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good little gig. And then who's your favorite?
Me and Carly are Brian girls.
Yeah. Brian. I do like Brian and I like Kevin.
Kevin Federline? No.
Kevin, what are you talking about?
Who liked Kevin? No offense.
Yeah, Kevin's a weird one.
As I got older, I realized I liked Kevin. I felt like he was the backbone of the group and he kept it together. He
kept
things
right.
Civil and chill.
Maybe Joe can get us tickets through AJ.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
We can finally use Joe for something.
I'm definitely, if I do go, we'll probably have to take like a Dramamine.
Why?
Oh, because it's all like 3D.
You've been in the Sphere, right?
No.
Oh, I saw you too.
It's, oh, you did? I don't want to talk about it.
It's a beautiful day. Wait, why?
Because I wanted to go see you two at the Sphere so bad. I love you two.
Because you're like Irish and stuff?
Yeah, it was my dad's favorite band growing up.
Okay. So no,
but
that's...
like also just in general, they're a great band.
Yeah, they are good.
And Bono is an angel.
Yes.
I'm still plagued by them putting that album on our phones 20 years ago, and it's still
Joshua
there.
Joshua Tree put some respect on that album.
Okay.
Is that what it was called?
It was like Beyond the Josh, something about the Joshua Tree.
I love that he counts incorrectly on that one song in Spanish.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3, 14. That's what he says.
Oh, he's like, uno, dos, tres, catorce. Yeah, it's
1, 2, 3, 14.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 14.
Incredible stuff. The Sphere.
Yeah.
And then we can go see some magic shows.
Yes.
Penn and Teller.
I'd go, I guess.
David Blaine.
Although we did go.
Thunder from Down
no,
Under.
No, David Blaine. Oh, wait, David Blaine, yes.
If we go to a magic field. Show, you have to go to Magic Mike.
No.
That's the only magic show I want to go to.
Thunder from Down Under.
How long is Magic Mike?
Well, we went 90 minutes.
Oh, God. I would love to buy like a 10-minute pass just to like come in and be like, oh, like, okay, this is what it is. Y'all have fun. Like
$5 just for like a 10-minute pass.
Yeah, I just... What do you do? It is there a story like at Magic
it's
Mike?
It's just like it's entertainment. It's like funny. Yeah. We went because we like worked with we did a brand deal with MGM and Snapchat, and it never came out because they I guess fought.
Oh,
so we went to Vegas because for the MGM hotels, and one of the events was Thunder from Down Under because they do it at an MGM hotel. So.
Carly and I got to learn. We spent the day with the guys from Thunder from
with
Down
the hot
Under.
Men,
the hot Australian,
they're all
men.
Australian, obviously.
Are they and they actually like attractive in person, or do they like when you get up close, you're like,
I'm attracted to like some buffy, yes, like no. like, I'm going to dance for you kind of guys, but like, they're definitely
hot. Australian?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or are they putting on accents?
No, they were Australian. They were so nice and so fun.
Well, they could have been lying. I would have no idea.
Some of the dances, we were bumping and grinding up on that stage.
Oh,
and then they invited us to the show that night. And it was so funny because one of the guys we had worked with all day at one point was then like walking down the tables and then like recognized us and was like, hey.
Hey, look at you, little one.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. I would die to bring both of you to one of them.
I don't know how long it would last.
They're not like,
don't be homophobic.
That's okay.
Why do you?
What is it then? What is it then, Mike?
I
don't know that I just care to see like dance for an extended period of time. Like going to the ballet seems kind of like,
it's just dance in general that you're like, no to? Oh, I thought it was just shirtless men.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like a dance show, no?
Yeah, but
it
like
is, but
not,
it's like funny because there's also like old women. They like they'll like pull up like, you know, women in their 50s or 60s.
Is it like a
funny
drag show, but just with straight dudes where they're like dance with you and make jokes and like,
kinda,
they're speaking? Oh,
they don't
they're
really
like talking.
And they don't show their.
No.
No.
No, but they do just, they do like fun routines.
I haven't been to Magic Mike though. I don't know what they do in there. Oh, I will also say I saw the RuPaul in Vegas and that was phenomenal. Since you brought up drag, we can go to that too.
Drag show is fun.
Mike, you could be like, my name's Mike and I know some magic. Maybe I'll do a show.
Mike's opening act, Magic Mike.
Like, hey everyone, I am Magic Mike.
Everyone's like,
pick a card, any card.
Yeah. You're about, it looks like you're about to like rip your clothes off, but it's actually like a card.
This guy stinks.
It would be really fun. We should go.
I want to go to,
the Cirque du Soleil.
With the water.
What?
The Cirque du Soleil with the water.
Water World?
Oh, that's the name of the show. It's called and you walk into their stage, but they have this massive pool and they just do flips and stuff into
the
pool.
Whoa, okay, that'd be sick, actually.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's my kind of vibe for like a Cirque du Soleil.
My cousin used to do Cirque du Soleil.
Is she from like Canada? Is she French?
No, she's from Massachusetts.
Oh, I thought they go into like villages in France and stuff and it's like, who's the most acrobatic child and snatch them and just train them.
It's so crazy. She'll post photos on Facebook now. She doesn't do it anymore. But like the way that their bodies contort is, I'm like, how?
How?
Yeah.
How the hell?
They can like turn their body into a circle. What?
It's okay. No, she's just like under this
tent.
Trying
to look at him, but it's like.
Well, yeah, that's why I moved mine down a little bit.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil.
Is it Des Soleil or Du Soleil?
Cirque du Soleil?
Cirque du Soleil.
I think it's Cirque du Soleil.
Du Soleil.
You just say it all together.
Cirque du Soleil.
My favorite is Alegria.
What?
A lot.
Alegria, Navantar Scotrapi. Alegria.
What is that?
It's Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil.
Du Soleil.
We're saying it in French.
Yeah, don't be that guy, Mike.
Yeah, okay. Alani.
I just saw. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He literally pronounces Alani Alani.
Alani. So. I think it is Alani. It has to be. I've heard so many influencers say Alani.
What?
Alani?
It probably is Alani.
I went to their TikTok and I couldn't find a video of them saying Alani or Alani.
Let's see.
Alani.
Wait, what's going on?
That's always that damn YouTube videos like how to pronounce people's names.
I like the
ones that are wrong.
Yeah, where it says Joaquin Phoenix, but it just says Jacuku Pawinus. Those are great.
You know what I learned yesterday? I went on like a little spiral. I got a TikTok that was Summer Phoenix. Is that one of the girls' names? It was like her son walking down the runway. And I was like, oh my God, that guy looks so much like Casey Affleck. And then I found out that Casey Affleck and Joaquin Phoenix's sister were married for like a decade plus, together for almost 20 years.
Wow.
And have a like fashion icon son.
That's crazy. You're like, that looks like.
No,
that's
literally, he looks
Casey
just
Affleck
like
has
him.
A child who's like already that
I know.
Old. But I guess Casey Affleck must be like
45, 50.
Yes.
I didn't look up how old he was. Casey Affleck. He's 49.
Yeah,
and then his son.
That tracks.
I would like to be. Can you imagine just being a model? Just like, oh, I gotta go walk.
Gotta go walk today.
I mean, respect to the walk, because the walk isn't, it's hard to do.
Yeah, his son
is
20 years old.
Wow.
Indiana. Yeah.
That's their name, is Indiana?
Indiana. He has two children, Indiana and Atticus. But I'm sure they probably call them like indie.
They were in a crazy cult growing up, the Phoenix family.
They were.
River Phoenix, Rain Phoenix,
Summer.
Joaquin.
Was it a cult or was it more just cult. Like a hippie commune?
I think it's like
they were creative. It wasn't like.
It was, if you look at the Wikipedia, it is real dark stuff.
Whoa. Really?
Well, they made some creative
like,
kids.
Children doing, like, it's fucked up.
Oh, boy.
I watched in the Tony Robbins documentary. Have you guys seen that one?
Uh-uh.
You guys like Tony Robbins?
I'm not no. your guru?
Yeah. Have you
I
seen
love
that documentary?
That documentary. Yes.
There's another
Everybody
girl.
Everybody should see it.
From the same cult in that where she's like. I think it's called The Child of... Anyway.
Children of God is yes. what it's called. It says Joaquin Phoenix opens up about his childhood in religious cult Children of God.
They basically make kids do like...
Like sexual things.
Yeah.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, not... Yeah, no. It's fucking awful. It's crazy that it exists, but...
God. Wait, that's so interesting.
Yeah. And his brother...
Sexual misconduct. Yeah.
River Phoenix died right outside of the Viper Room in 1997, I think.
Drug overdose. Yeah. Really sad. He's the eldest Phoenix.
He was so great in Stand By
Me. Johnny Depp is, I think, the one who gave him the dose.
Is that
of
true?
That's what people say.
No,
I know
what
people
say.
He was
gave him
there
drugs?
That night.
What?
Johnny, I don't think that's true.
Like, that's
what you're
read.
Saying. That's a very big, bold claim saying
it's,
that.
That's like, I don't want to get sued.
Johnny Depp was there, but I don't think he gave him smack.
It's not, I think it was hair. I think it was heroin.
What do you think smack is?
Okay, Matt, did I
don't know.
Matt.
The black tar.
Street smart, so Matt over here. I don't know. But I when I the first time I ever came to LA, I was playing a show with Jewish rapper
River Phoenix.
No, Jewish rapper Kosha Dills. I was playing drums in college my first time.
Kosha Dills. Oh my
and,
god.
And but I knew about River Phoenix and that he died outside the Viper Room, and I like went and stood where he died, and I was like, this is
which spot is it?
Right out front.
yes, but where
it's
I know the exact spot.
Oh, I don't
Do
know
they
the
have
exact
like a
spot.
But you said you
there?
Stood in the spot, Mike.
Well, it's like out front on one of the pieces of what do you offer me, Matt?
Do they have like, obviously they weren't in this cult anymore.
No.
At the time that he died.
No. They were
like they
adults.
Like messed up from it or like?
Probably.
I would assume,
I mean, he was
yeah.
doing a lot of drugs and stuff, but
yeah.
Which is, I think, how he died.
Was it like the 70s or whatever?
Who?
Like I'm saying, what time period was it?
Oh, when they were in the cult? Yeah, probably 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
And in the 90s, they were like adults, I guess. I don't know.
Well, he died, what like 20 something? 20s.
River Phoenix?
Yeah.
I think like 97 or 98.
No, age. Like 20.
Yeah, 97.
Oh. Yeah. I was, we're all over the place here, folks.
I heard it, how he heard it, actually.
Let's see. Well, River Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. 1970 to 1993. Math wizards?
Mm-hmm. At least in his 20s.
23 years old.
So. Damn, it's 93. It wasn't 97.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Because he has a song also with John Frusciante that came out in 1997. That's why I thought it might have been after that.
God, he's phenomenal in Stand By Me. He was like the best
Stand
child
by
actor.
Me.
I have a question.
Yes, what's up?
Sorry, this is so off topic.
No.
I just thought of it in Pilates. I was like, I got to ask Matt tomorrow.
What?
Okay, so I have a new Pilates instructor. She's from Texas.
Okay, she's from Texas.
Well, she's from Texas.
All right.
So sweet. Love her to death. But she always says, you all. She'll be like, good job, you all. And I'm like, is she trying to avoid saying y'all? Or is that just like a common
use all?
She'll be like, good job, you all.
It might be like a use all kind of thing where they like are separating it. You, how do you, so good job, you all.
Yeah, she'll be like, okay. Yeah, like it's not like that common, but I think she said it like twice in the class. And I was like, I wonder if she's trying to avoid saying y'all because she's not in Texas.
That's what
or
it sounds like. I think I would have to hear it with like my own ears to see if it even sounds familiar. But like you saying it, I don't.
Yeah, she doesn't really have like that Texas like accent, but she was like, it'll be like.
What part of Texas is she from?
I don't know.
Yeah, it might be like
a Houston thing.
Those Houstonians.
I know.
Houstonians.
Classic Houstonians.
You all. Or do you say like, who all? Who all's going to the party tonight?
Who's all going?
No. What are we doing here?
I just, say y'all, going? And I don't know why.
Who's like going to the party? Yeah.
Are you really good about whom and who?
Nobody is.
I was watching a TikTok of this teacher teaching her entire class, like an English class in high school, and I felt like I was learning stuff.
Like when to use whom.
Whom is going to the party?
Like to whom? Like if it's to, usually it's whom.
Like a
to
letter?
To whom are you writing that letter?
Or to whom it may concern.
Yes. Yeah. Like it's always whom comes after a Preposition?
Oh God.
We
do you guys know prepositions and adverbs and all of that?
I forgot.
I feel like I have the code down of language and I know when to put things where they're.
I will say the STEM thing of TikTok is kind of fun.
Oh, the STEM. STEM.
If you click on the tab, it's like
doing math problems on there, and I'm like a little less math problems. More fun facts and did you know?
Fun facts. I feel like I'm like doing something for my brain as I'm rotting away on TikTok.
Yes,
but it's
the STEM feed. If you, I think you might need to enable it. But
no, I never had to.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, just a little.
I like that guy that does math, Andy Math. You know that guy? He's always got a backwards baseball cap on and he's like, okay. And it'll show like a thing. And it'll be like, okay, so we have two circles that have a line between them. What's the fastest way to get between them? Let's do some math. And I'll do just like, I watch it because I was terrible at math and I feel so smart after watching it. It's great. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Andy Math, big fan.
How long is the full video to like him?
Like a minute.
Yeah.
But you just learn
that's
about, like...
That's where I struggle with, like, I under... Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, how do you do that quadratic formula?
Right. And all, right.
But then...
and it starts, thank you.
It starts coming something. Back, but then I'm like, what am I doing?
Negative B plus or minus the square root of 4AC over 2A.
I'm like, but 2 plus 2.
Negative? Wait, no, isn't it AB plus or minus...
I don't remember.
It's AB plus or minus square
but
root.
But it's nice to like remember. Like, oh yeah, remember in integration where you have like that big F on your paper and you have to like integrate and
it's
calculus?
A function?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we used to do
function
that.
Function of beauty.
They Sokotoa.
Have the big F on their model.
Remember yeah, Sokotoa? A...
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love Sokotoa.
They would like
sign
make
cosine
that.
Tangent,
I swear,
baby.
Like my like math teacher put on like a Native American like headdress and was like Sokotoa.
No.
Like oh, no. I swear you did that.
I'm sure.
There's so many teachers you could cancel. Like
oh,
you
yes.
have a Rolodex.
Oh yeah. Yeah, let's bring up this one today. Yes, miss.
This one choked me.
Yeah. She was a good teacher though, but that crossed the line.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, if you've watched the show before, you know I'm a big fan of Rocket Money. I've been using the app for 2, maybe 3 years now. I check it every single day. I love all of the features and truly am so honored and happy to have Rocket Money as a sponsor for Good Influences because it is one of my favorite apps. Again, I use it every single day and I really encourage you guys to check out Rocket Money. So what is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place to know exactly where your money is going. And for the ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. So that's your bank statements, your credit cards, your savings, investments. You can easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help keep track of your spending. You can see your monthly spending trends in each category to know exactly where your money is going. I use this all the time. You can check out where am I spending groceries, or am I spending on gifts, or am I spending on food. You can get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's unusual spending activity, or if you're close to going over the budget. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save, and then you can ask them to negotiate it for you. They'll deal with the customer service so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That is rocketmoney.com/good, rocketmoney.com/good. And now back to the episode.
Yeah, it for sure crossed.
I'm sure she like got out like a drum and was like so cut. So
that's crazy.
Trying to get it down. Sorry if anyone found that offensive. I'm just quoting something I no, found offensive.
No, it's
the how dare you?
All respect.
How
all respect.
Dare you?
Sokotoa. Sine.
Cosine.
Cosine.
And tangent.
But what is the Sokotoa?
It's usually to sine. Calculate.
Who cares?
What is the Sokotoa?
Like, why do we
Sokotoa
memorize that?
Sokotoa is your way of.
I don't remember,
like
but it makes sense when
over
you learn
the
it.
Cosine? Who fuck
something
knows?
Like that. I don't
it's
fucking
like the operation
remember.
To get the sine. It's like the function to get to figure
are people
out.
People are still learning like that kind of math in school,
you
right?
You have to still
let
learn.
Us know.
You have to learn sine,
well, yeah,
cosine, and
like,
tangent.
Obviously, too, in college and calculus.
But like, yeah, like our kids in high school now, who, which by the way, apparently you're allowed to just have your cell phone out for the entire class.
Yeah.
Are kids learning this shit still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yes, especially but, in like college, like. Calculus and shit like that.
We need engineers.
No,
we need calculus. Buildings. We need trains. We need roads. We need all of that stuff. And people got to learn sine, cosine, and tangent.
We need roads. We need trains. We need roads.
We need roads. There you big go. Roads.
Okay.
a lot bigger than China. I've seen really... China's, they go pretty big, but it could be big.
I tried. It didn't happen at all.
That was a pretty good Trump impression.
No, it wasn't. I was not ready for that. I also had like a frog in my throat, I felt like.
David Blaine?
Yeah.
All right. So, wow, now we're finally getting to the topic today, guys. We're talking about big wastes of money. We've talked about good hacks and things that are worth buying. But this one, we're going to talk about things that are complete waste of money. Because right now, our government thinks that a lot of things are waste of money.
Oh, tea.
Like tuberculosis medication. Yes, or
the Department of Education.
Or just things that like we feel like people... I personally feel like it's dumb to spend a lot of money on. That's kind of I like did it.
Yes.
First one, Christmas villages. No,
how dare you? It's a hobby. It's a hobby.
It is
Treat
a hobby.
Yourself.
I will say, do you guys think, I don't think hobbies should be included.
Oh, mm-hmm. I wrote down hobbies.
What do you think is a...
Because of the conversation that Carly and I had.
Oh, which one?
You think hobbies are a waste of money?
No. I think that people who like say that you were like, I'm going to take up horseback riding.
Oh,
but you
oh,
haven't like done it or tried it, but you go and like buy everything for it.
Yes.
Not even having done it one time, or like if you do it like one time. In my mind, I think like a better way to go about like being responsible with your money is like try it a couple times, make sure that it's something that really interests you before you put down
or you
treat it as an experience and not as like a hobby. Like I want to experience horseback riding, but I'm not going to make it a hobby.
Or like, people who like see a video like, oh, here's how you can play guitar. I want to learn how to play guitar before they even try
everything.
It.
Buy everything.
Spends
that's $5,000.
Yes. Or like, I want to get into photography. I'm going to buy every knife lens in the entire.
Well, you do that?
To an extent, not like.
What are you spending money on?
Well,
a bow and arrow.
Yeah, a bow and arrow. No, it's kind of a joke. Joe and I did archery, but he had his bow was so it was like a hunter's bow. It was like a combo bow,
like an insane bow.
Was it a Sokotoa bow?
Yes, it was. Probably. And I couldn't even pull the thing back because it was 50 pounds to just pull it back. I was like, he was like, why can't you do it? I was like. Bro, I use 3 pound weights in Pilates. Like, what do you mean, 50 pounds with one arm? So then we were joking that, like, I go out and get my own bow and arrow and everything.
But even Joe, it's like he did it one time and then went out and bought this giant bow. And that's the only time he's ever used it was with you.
That tracks for Joe, buying the full gear.
Yeah. But like for example, we were talking on our podcast, like when I was in probably middle school, I was like, I want to do soccer. And it wasn't for like 6 months or something. And I went and like, we got my cleats and my everything. And then I never played soccer.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Yeah.
Wait, why? What made you just suddenly think I want to get into soccer? Was it Bend It Like Beckham or something?
Oh,
like,
definitely not movie.
Definitely not that because I've never seen it.
But what? Wait, I think I you went like, out and got cleats, but like you didn't sign up for a team?
Well, I will say, I did use the cleats for softball, so they did come in handy.
You didn't have lessons planned?
No, I just was like, I think I liked the idea of me playing soccer more than I liked the thought of me actually playing soccer.
I get like that sometimes about things. And I try to tell myself before I buy something, do I really want it or just like the idea?
It's hard. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Like I just bought like a Steam Deck and I wanted it for months.
What's a Steam Deck?
It's a portable handheld PC. Like you can play video games on it. And every week I was like, I'm not going to buy it. Months, maybe even a whole year went by. And I'm like, convinced myself I'm not going to buy it. But I said, you know what? I think about it every week. I deserve to treat myself and get it. I've played it 3 times. I don't. I want to pick it up because I like the idea of owning it more than I like, and I love looking at it, but I'm not gonna sit there and boot it up
and play video games.
Well,
I need to play
more
simple games. The Harry Potter Legacy is just really
what about Nintendo Switch? You have the same thing,
but Harry Potter Legacy doesn't look as crisp on the
The Switch doesn't have the best graphics.
I do have a Switch, but the open world thing, like you go up to a door, you enter, and you're already in the room. Nintendo Switch is like, you go up to a door and you have to wait like a minute for that next room.
Okay. Well, the new Switch is coming out in April. Hopefully that one has better graphics and stuff.
Okay, but yeah, back to like...
Buying hobbies. I think you got to do the thing like at least 5 times with whatever equipment you have.
Yeah.
And then like, I mean, I'm guilty of this. I started skateboarding again, but I went skateboarding twice and I was like, I'm getting back into this. And I spent $200 on a new deck, new wheels. And I like made my perfect deck. Skateboarder with it one time.
Yeah.
That's like the kind of thing I'm talking about.
I meant like.
Yeah, I feel like an idiot.
Like I wrote down for something that I think is dumb to spend a lot of money on is like $1 million car or something like that. Oh. But at the same time, I understand that cars are people's hobbies. So it's like, I mean, like Jay Leno, it's like, that's probably not the dumbest purchase for Jay Leno because it's
$1 million car though.
But I think, I personally think it's just like ridiculous. However, I just like don't care about cars.
Right.
I guess in that same statement, I wrote a waste of money is a Birkin. Because they're ugly.
I agree.
Whoa.
I
think How dare you?
Oh my God.
They're an institution.
I think the only person who makes a Birkin look good is Jane Birkin. She wore her Birkin to death, like had it lived in. It's like rugged.
The Olsen twins like did that with their Birkins, right?
Yeah. Probably. They did. Yeah. No, they did. I mean, they were.
If you have a Birkin and you like live in it and don't keep it like.
Yes.
Underneath like a house.
Glass. Yeah.
Or have like. 10 behind glass. They're, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
They are so ugly for like what
I agree.
You get. I found a couple.
How much are they?
They like start at
5,000, right?
No, like 10.
Ugh.
But they can get up to like $500,000.
I found
right?
the most expensive yes. one.
Oh, God.
Because I then went on like a, like this.
Oh, they are kind of ugly.
Look at this fugly ass bag.
They're so
this
bad.
This bag,
they're
Mike.
So let me see.
Bad.
It looks like something Hillary Clinton would wear to like, yeah, that, like she would wear that to the White House.
Yeah. How much that is?
$15,000?
$30,000.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
That's the ugliest.
I didn't realize color blend. I'd want it to be all the same color.
I didn't realize they're all the same design.
Like there's some ugly Rolexes out there.
I like that.
It's a Rolex. Right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
But Rolex also is
like. Sure, but what I'm saying is that I think even if it was like a black one, I think they're ugly.
Okay. They are. This is not a great. I didn't know that they were this ugly.
They're just ugly.
They just look like. Jane. You slay, Queenie. I love the way that you wear your Birkin, and anyone who like rags it up a little
bit. Well, I'm pretty sure she herself. Is,
I don't
like,
know if you have a Birkin, you better be working. You know what
you
I mean?
You better be working that Birkin.
Working that Birkin.
Yeah, like beating the shit out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way that people like, I hate them. I hate them. I think they're so overrated.
If you got gifted one, would you
sell it?
Oh, for yeah, 100%.
You wouldn't keep it.
I would probably sell it.
I'd be like, first of all, this is a liability to have in my
house. I'd keep it for a couple of years because, you know, they I will say like the value probably.
But you wouldn't like
up.
Use it and enjoy like wearing it around and like.
You know, I genuinely don't think. I think they're ugly.
Do you see that? Do people? I don't notice them, but have you noticed? Like, do people wear them in LA? Like, do you see them
if
around?
If you're incredibly wealthy.
Yeah. If you go down like a Rodeo and
or
stuff.
Like Melrose, you'll see.
I've never seen like a badass Birkin. Where
this
I'm, like,
one is $300,000.
That one's kind of sick.
Let me see.
So this is like the original storefront of like the Hermes. Birkin store. Yeah, yeah.
Oh well, then that's worth $300,000
in Paris.
That's pretty sick.
Kyle Richards has it.
I feel like it would get really dirty.
Yeah,
I like them a little darker.
No, that's the thing is that like you have to treat them like they're like an infant.
Yes.
Like you have to. Well, that's how people do. And like, that's why I'm like, Jane slays.
This is
the most expensive
purses
one.
Purses seem like a fun thing, though. That
yeah,
they are.
Have.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun that you guys get really excited about bags and stuff.
Well, like, if someone was obsessed with Birkins and was like, I'm going to save up like all I can to get a Birkin, then I'm like, yeah, go for it. But
yeah,
personally,
of course,
I just
like,
think
go
for
it.
I think bags are like luxury bags are like luxury watches for guys. That's what like girls and
right.
shoes. With the like, shoes with the red bottoms that were nuts for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about
are people
them.
Still wearing
tour.
Those?
Taylor did all tour.
Wait, the ones with the red bottoms?
Yeah, yes. That are like super expensive.
Prada shoes?
No, they're Louboutins.
Louboutins. That was remember that was like the big thing. If you have the shoes with the red bottoms, you were the cool girl.
Yeah. Well, guys get wear
like
them too.
They come back every
like are people still wearing them, or is it like it's like wearing like Bape or something? Where you're like, okay, we thought you were cool in 2018.
No, I mean like
Bape's back.
No, it's not.
I don't know. Bapes are kind of fire.
If I see someone wearing a shirt that says BAPE in, and I'm like,
the
okay.
apparel, the What's apparel, I think is, but I got me some bathing apes.
Yeah,
it's just like a hype,
like
Supreme.
Like super, yeah,
I've always wanted a pair of Bapes.
Oh, Matt,
buy some Bapes.
No,
you should go to Tokyo and get some Bape stuff.
I should.
Question, completely unrelated, but you mentioned Jane Birkin.
Yes,
I've never. I don't know anything about this person, so maybe they're problematic, but I get some reels sometimes about this woman, Bethany Frankel, and I think she's really funny.
Yeah.
She's Real Housewives.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how did we go from Jane to Bethany Frankel?
She, that's my, I think I saw her talking
about
this.
What did she say?
Well, she was talking about the Walmart Birkins and how genius it is, how she was like,
yeah, because
it's
they're
so
ugly.
Well, no, she was like, I can't remember exactly what she says, but she was saying how like the Birkin was basically what you're saying. Like, the Birkin was not made to like collect 10 of them and like have them in your closet. It was made for blah, blah. I mean, basically what we were saying, she had like a really good take. And she was like, I think it's genius. And it's kind of saying an F you to rich people. Like, I can get one too, bitch.
Yeah.
So I think it was.
That can be said for like truly any designer stuff. Like you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there,
there's like Prada bags at Target that look like.
Yes.
Prada.
There's also this rip-off. Kate bag that I'm like obsessed with. It's $3,000, so I have not purchased it yet. I've been
Kate Spade.
No.
Oh,
just
Aaron.
Just
no. It's
just
like Donald Trump.
Just
wait. So what's Kate?
It's a designer.
Oh, okay.
But like now I'm seeing like all these copycats. Dukes. It's funny too because Carly be like, look at this cute bag, and I'm like, oh, that's a so and so. Like,
you know, I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? Like off the top of her head, I'll be like, look at these shoes. You're like, oh yeah, that's like blah 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 blah. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, well.
But also, it's like let's not pretend like all of these things aren't also just made.
But I think
with
there's
the same materials
at some
stuff.
Level, the materials are better, right?
Yeah.
I will say the Row, they use really good materials. It's so expensive. Like cashmere. I have a pair of
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
They started the Row.
I have
their Birkins.
A pair.
All three of them?
Yeah, all three of them. All three rows.
I have a pair of flats, like ballet flats. And while expensive, they're made of like sheepskin. So,
damn.
Yeah. Those are also the boots I was looking for this morning that I couldn't find.
Okay.
Can I read something?
Yeah, please.
I went on ChatGPT just to be like, what was like, what did I say? Oh, I said, what did people overspend on in 2024?
Oh, okay. That's good.
And I mean, I'll read the interesting ones that I think are interesting. But this is actually really funny. Okay. The girl math and little treat trend encouraged people to justify small frequent splurges, leading to a lot of $8 lattes and overpriced pastries.
Girl math was
so
actually
funny that it was like actually
yes.
Moved the masses a little bit.
Oh yeah,
bit.
You return that $50 t-shirt. I guess I have $50 extra now. Let me just re-spend
it. Free money.
Yeah.
I still do that.
Yeah. No, it's like, oh, it's free money.
Okay.
Concert tickets and travel events. Taylor Swift Eras Tour and Beyonce's Renaissance Tour had people dropping thousands on tickets, travel and outfits, Formula One races, music festivals, even sports events cost way more than expected.
Oh,
it's crazy how expensive all that is now.
It's weird. It's messed with my brain so much to where even if there's a concert, I'll convince myself that like I don't need to go to it without even like looking at the ticket prices and stuff because it seems like such
it's
a headache and a commitment and too much orchestration
I will also say like the Taylor of it all I feel like completely warped everyone's mindset on like what's acceptable for ticket pricing. Like when we bought tickets to Taylor Swift, they were like $1,000 a person. And so now when I see tickets for like $300, I'm like, oh my God, like it's not that bad. Which is fucking insane because that is still so expensive.
$300, that's crazy. The like, most expensive a ticket should be is like $120 for the best seat in
area. Like, I always view it's like $300 of my budget for Patricia and I to get, like, you know, $250 tickets.
So you got to go up, I'm to, like, smaller shows, independent local artists, like, then you can get tickets for $20.
Well, Warped Tour is back, and they're doing tickets there, and they're $150.
Is TJ involved in that?
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
I saw a band this weekend. Oh, my gosh, it was great. $35 ticket. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Proxima Parada. Never heard of them before. My friends were like, it's a good band. I went, love them. They were great.
Wow.
But it was
so
nice.
Girl Math is a good one.
Girl Math. Okay. Yeah.
Subscription creeps because like they just kept getting more expensive.
I get so much anxiety thanks to Rocket Money, but I don't have anxiety, but I'm always freaking out that my money is being drained somewhere by some subscription that I've forgotten.
Well, I was telling Aaron on the way here, I got an email that was like, thanks for your payment for the Anagram. It was like, I subscribed. Remember when we did it once?
Oh
like,
my
like,
God.
I subscribed to it and probably just forgot to like,
no.
It was like $10 or something. But
you
like,
got to check those Apple subscriptions too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wellness and skincare trends, luxury skincare, red light therapy mask, lymphatic drainage massages, and cold plunge tubs got super trendy.
I have like all of those.
Red light is the red light therapy mask like not
I
real.
Saw some skin guy that was like, they're not one of them literally does anything.
Actually, damn it.
No, the Dr. Dennis Gross is the only one that's like been tested and like, oh, this actually will work.
That's the one I have.
Fancy looking
too.
One.
Wait, I thought you had the Omnilux or whatever.
The one that looks like a Iron Man mask.
Yes.
You it's have just, that?
It's like plastic, white, and
yeah,
full.
Yeah, I'll show you.
No, it's like, has like gold. It's the only one that's had like testing done. It's like FDA approved for like.
Oh. Because most of them that you'll buy, I just saw someone was like, the lights are not bright enough. They're not close enough to your face. They're distributed in a weird way.
It's like they're
so fucking bright. When I take that shit off, I can't see anything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's probably not good.
Yeah. Okay. You have that one.
Let me see.
See, I would, Nick.
Yeah, it looks like the Iron Man mask.
I want to come over and just try that one because I have a red light mask, but it's like also, the standard Amazon one. It's like $100. No. It's great reviews.
No, it's not.
It's not doing
Emma,
anything.
My friend, who's an esthetician in school, she
don't,
learned
that. Don't wave me off like that.
I'm just telling
you. No, it's not. It's not.
It's not.
I'm fucking around.
Well, I wanted to say my friend Emma, she's an esthetician in school. They were like, that's the one.
That's the one?
Yeah.
How much does that one cost?
$455.
You could do that. Right?
We do it on like a timeshare.
Yeah. You, the sisterhood of the traveling mask.
I'm like, I did not know it was that much. TJ got it for me for my birthday last year.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. He must be doing good.
Does, but do you get offended of something like that where it's like, oh,
no, because I wanted it.
Okay. Or like you get your husband or like wife a gym membership and it's like, oh, so you think
well,
I need
food unless they ask.
Yeah.
But also
I wouldn't.
It's like nice because then we share it. Like, oh, okay. It's all good.
How long do you keep it on your face for?
Two minutes.
Oh, that's it. I've had to keep mine on for 20 minutes.
No, yeah, because it doesn't do anything.
And I've also seen the ones that like I restore for like you put it at the top of your head to keep your, like your hair growing.
Oh, that like this one? Oh, no, that's one
it's
that
like
you lay
cap.
Under. Holy shit.
But I don't know. Some people say those are like great for you.
I have one that y'all are going to not like.
What?
Paying Starbucks for coffee every day. Crazy.
Just Starbucks or any coffee shop?
I mean, so other coffee shops I feel like are...
What about like, oh, I go to Dunkin' every morning. That too?
I feel like those are much cheaper. You can get a black cup of coffee for like a dollar, no?
Going to Alfred is way more expensive than going to Starbucks. Like a local coffee shop.
I would say if you're getting like latte drinks where it's like frappa, whatever, you can make all that at home.
Of course.
It's crazy to me that
like
people...
That's like going out to... You Postmates all your food.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Ooh, we're fighting. Girlies are fighting.
I've changed since our conversation.
I go pick things up now.
Well, I was going to say, I have on mine like delivery fees.
Oh, yeah. Paying...
That's a
paying
big,
for a private cab for your $18 burrito.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, I have one so obscure. I'm like, I feel like my list. I have like oxygen bar on there. Like when people do oxygen
I've
bars.
I've never done that. I've always wanted to.
It's pretty sick.
Same, but it's
they
like,
they freak
the fuck
me
are we
out.
Doing?
And I'm like, are they cleaning?
No,
these?
I know. I'm like, what am I breathing
they
in?
They have them in like Vegas, Austria.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Who the fuck?
No,
I'm
we're getting
COVID.
TV. We're getting TV from that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, they just sure. look nasty
they
and
do.
Weird. It looks like snow. It looks like a snow cone stand. They're like, you want cherry or watermelon
yeah.
oxygen? I'm
it
like,
it feels
what
like
the
something
fuck?
That would you'd see on like TikTok shop now. Like,
oh yeah, buy your own
just,
oxygen
like,
bar.
Tired all day, like, well, ever since I got this oxygen bar, I'm so awake.
And then, have you ever seen those like canned oxygen ones that they sell at like?
Yeah that's crazy.
No, we use those in Utah.
Do they work?
Yeah,
but like, is it? It's such. It seems like a gimmick, though.
No, like you, when you're at such a high elevation, I recently have developed elevation sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron
was recently diagnosed.
I was recently diagnosed with elevation sickness. Oh, but now we get the little cans.
And so you just like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, I feel like if there's an oxygen bar, like, in that setting, I'd be like, well, yeah, people probably need something 100%. Like that. But when it's at the mall or like
no,
in Vegas,
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Or like Six Flags.
I really want to go do an oxygen bar.
I feel like the TikToks
I need
are
to
so
watch
funny.
Them sanitize everything.
I bet there's like a good, decent one like around here.
There is. There's literally one at the Sherman Oaks Mall.
But you're like, you're waiting your turn. The person before you is just just coughing into it. And you're just like, oh,
I
God.
It would also be like awkward. Like, we're just both sitting there with things up our nose. Just like, well.
That sounds like kind of a good job to have. Like, you just like, like a good boring job.
Like, just like yeah, just you want watermelon or.
Yeah, like nobody is like actively going up to the oxygen bar all the time at Vegas. You just sit there and be like, do you want this?
It's like those like water beds that are massage.
Oh, yeah. Like
I've always wanted to try that.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're not going to be great.
I feel like it might be good.
No, I feel like the point...
Has anyone ever done one?
I just don't want people watching
one
me.
One of those massages that's like
massage.
The water.
Mm-mm. Because I feel like, the thing that goes on your back is going to be so thick and it's not really like getting into like your nooks and crannies. I love a good massage.
Yeah. I wrote like people who... play games on their phone and then like if you're playing Candy Crush or something and then you run out of lives.
Kind of level up.
Yes.
And you start like splurging.
Or like the moms on Facebook. Like, I spent $30,000.
Like on my crossword, I had I mean, I don't do it anymore, but like on this crossword app that I have, it was like you could buy like hints or whatever. And I would get
Aaron.
No, because it would be like I completed the puzzle, but then it was like there's one thing wrong. And then I would get I would sit there for like 30 minutes like going through it to the point where I was just like, I just need to know what the fuck is fucked up. And I would pay like a dollar or whatever. But so then I was so curious. I was like, what are people spending?
Yeah.
And it said that I looked up Candy Crush specifically because it's like the only game I could think of that people play. It says that one player, the most they've ever spent in a day on the game was $2,600.
Oh, Jesus.
Which
I was expecting like $20,000
in one day.
$2,600 is so much money.
Why do you? I've never actually played Candy Crush. Why do you need to spend money on it?
Extra lives, I'm sure, leveling up.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you play the game, it gets to a certain point where like you can't keep
play it until
you,
you pay.
Fulfilled your daily stride.
That's
and then
insane.
It's like you want to keep opening it up.
Yeah, or if you like lose so many times, they're like, okay, you can't play until tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
And then so
it's like drugs,
I don't know
dude.
If it's like that for Candy Crush. I don't play that, but there are other games that are like that. So then it's like, come back tomorrow.
I would
when
pay
your lives reset.
I would pay an app game to get rid of ads. If it's like a one-time payment where you pay like $5.
I pay Reddit.
Yes.
I pay
Reddit for no ads.
Because like I want Reddit to be a feed of interesting things. And when they put ads on it, I'm like, wait, is this interesting?
Is
I'm like, oh, it's an ad. It's like $5 or $6 a month.
They
I don't
do
know.
Get
for
me
the
sometimes.
Peace of like, mind of just like keeping a feed clean of interesting things.
But that being said, Candy Crush makes around $3 million a day.
From people just,
yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
And about $1.2 billion a year.
Oh, I like Farmville, even though I don't play it.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I love the idea of Farmville.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah. Just like
I started
taking whole games where it's like, oh, now that you've grown 6 carrots, you got to sell the carrots. Now you got to buy a carrot juicer to sell carrot smoothies to your. And I'm like,
yeah, that's
click,
crazy.
Click.
I'll give you the restroom real quick. I've been taking creatine because I've started working out.
Oh.
Big news. I'm going to be ripped by summertime.
Okay.
But I started taking creatine. And as Matt warned me, you have to pee a lot.
Yeah.
Because you have to drink a lot of water. I'll be right back. You guys can continue without me, but
okay.
Just for the audio listener.
I was on the phone with Mike yesterday and he told me about this. You didn't mention the creatine thing though, but then I was telling him about how we were talking about picturing him like playing sports and stuff.
Picturing Mike?
Yeah. Like
he's going to get in shape though really well. Like it's in his genetics. His dad's in good shape. Jerome's in good shape.
Yeah.
Sam's in good shape. Just Mike. Well, I would say Mike is
Mike.
Not out of shape. He just does not work.
Yeah.
He just doesn't work on it.
Mike watching this editing.
But that's fine.
No, I think he's actually going to have a faster transformation than
Did he get like a gym membership or something?
He's now using the gym at his apartment complex.
Oh, yeah,
and
he's
starting to take creatine and just be mindful of like protein intake and stuff.
Yeah.
And so
that's really important. If you are exercising, like you need to make sure you're eating protein.
That's where you're
otherwise like you're not doing anything.
I'm about to start a huge program right now over the next 90 days.
A bulk up?
I'm doing a lean bulk and then a cut. Which I'm excited because it's the first time I've ever had to do a cut on my body. And
yeah, you're looking kind of chubby.
You think so?
I'm kidding. You're in such a
as if she would say that for real. Yeah.
No, lately I haven't been like getting chubby. I had to take like before pictures and I just got some love handles. All respect to everybody's bodies. Everyone, all respect.
But they might not be what you
think. Wrong.
Yeah.
But it's,
I feel like that
I've
Nolan does the same thing. And I'm like, that's.
Nolan is so skinny.
I know, but he has like body dysmorphia because he used to be like a little fat boy. And so he's always like, no, I'm like fat. And I'm like, you literally have abs. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
I have body dysmorphia where I feel like I'm so skinny that I need to be bigger.
You're not skinny anymore.
But
no.
Lately now,
not in like a you're big and
you
fat.
You used to be like
you're just like
twiggy,
very muscular.
When I see old photos of you, I'm like, oh my God, you were a baby.
It sucks. I hate looking at photos of me when I'm like really skinny.
Why?
Like I don't know why. It's a body dysmorphia thing where I don't like that version of myself.
You see that TikTok where you meet yourself at the coffee shop? Have you ever seen those?
What?
Oh, dang it. Never
what?
Mind.
Yes.
No,
it's like all the text on the screen.
It's like I met my younger self at a coffee shop. It's like a trend where it's basically like meeting your younger self. And it's usually
is
like
it emotional.
Really,
some
it's
of them I've
to be,
seen,
but
yeah.
Some of them are just like really funny where it's like.
Like, I thought I was going to marry Harry Styles, and then they'll say, like, where they're at now or whatever.
Yeah, most of them are, like,
Oh, mine would be very happy where I'm at now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it'd be funny if you were like, I couldn't even look at it.
Oh,
like,
no, I couldn't. I couldn't.
I love looking at myself skinny.
Because I think I hated how much I justified that it was cool to just be like an artsy skinny guy and not go to the gym. Like I convinced myself that
but was. But that was like a thing kind
of. I feel like you kind of also project that on other people.
What do you mean?
Like with Mike.
Like with Mike, yeah.
Like it's like an accountability thing. He keeps me accountable about my work and stuff. And I go, the one thing I'm like, you should hit the gym.
Yeah, but you have brought it up to him times where it's like a little.
He's my closest friend.
You're worthless unless you go to the gym.
Are we still talking about this?
Yeah. We just talked shit about
sorry if I've ever made you feel uncomfortable trying to hold yourself accountable to going to the gym. I would only do that to Mike and my brother. Everyone else, I don't think I would get on
to. You say that to me all the time. You're like, you need to go to the gym. You fat bitch.
There's one instance
I never say this conversation.
It's like, I think it was like 2 years ago when we were sitting at our old studio eating lunch at the table, and you were in like a heated argument.
Oh,
with
yeah,
him
you were like
about
screaming at me
to the
about
gym.
It. But I think it was
and
more about
because like,
you were like,
that's what I said. I was like, I think you projected a little
yes,
bit.
It was more about yourself holding yourself accountable. You're like, why don't you just do it every day?
Yeah. Well, you were like, I want to do the least amount of effort possible for moving my body. And
but
I go, that is crazy.
I know.
Well, and I think it's more because like you're older than me, and I think your 30s are a time where it's like, you really got to put yourself. It's not like your 20s, 30s, your body will dictate the rest of your life.
The thing that also has kept me motivated is you did tell me this, that now I'm taking it into account. It's like when after you exercise, you're really sore, but you were like, if you don't exercise, you're going to feel like that all of the time when you're
older. Yes.
Like be sore now and then you'll be stronger. And then when you get older, you're not going to be sore
but
all the time.
Being sore is kind of fun because you're like, I did something.
Yes.
Ugh, I hate being sore.
I love it when I'm sore in my butt and my thighs.
Okay. Oh, do bodies.
I hate it, but I'm like, gosh, but it's growing. I'm getting there. I'm just like proud of like getting rid of my chicken legs. I just love it.
Your legs are not chicken legs.
You don't think I have chicken? No. I get made fun of by my legs all the time.
By who?
Everybody in my life.
Who are you hanging out with that being so mean?
I don't know. I guess. I don't.
Himself.
It's like all the voices in his head being mean.
Yeah, you could film that a little more.
Pull your jeans tight so I can see your thigh.
Yeah, you could get a little beefier.
Matt, you're fine.
You're too close to me to be able to tell, and I can only see your ass.
Okay.
Damn, that's a nice ass.
My friend who's similar size to you, he's got big fucking legs.
Oh, I know. That's what I want.
But
then I feel like you had to work on that your entire life.
He like grew up playing rugby and went to the military. Like,
yeah, I feel like when you do that, you like always have those like.
Do not get implants. Do not.
Ew.
Like just
implants.
Ew, no.
Matt.
I'm kidding.
Are you?
You think I would actually
yes. You'd like waddle
have implants.
You'd waddle into the studio, not tell anybody, just put a little donut on the seat. Oh yeah, I had a back injury. Yeah, no.
I'm goofing.
Okay, can I read some of mine?
Sure. Yes.
I think paying for Twitter is stupid.
Oh, 100% the dumbest thing you could ever do.
Why the fuck is anyone paying for Twitter?
What do you get when you pay for
Twitter? Oh, it's called X, by the way.
But no, it's called Twitter. I think it's you get verified.
You get like different features where I think you can DM people.
Yeah.
You get a verified feed tab. So
no ads.
And no ads.
And I think you can tweet a lot longer.
Yeah, I think you get longer tweets. But
I think it makes sense
tweeting?
For like businesses.
Nah, no one should be on Twitter at all. That place is a fucking.
I think if I was a journalist, I would pay for.
Yeah,
that might be
it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, a journalist. Yeah.
Like a business that you could like message people.
No, businesses for sure. But I just think like the common person.
Get on
like,
Blue Sky, y'all.
Like,
or Threads. I love Threads.
Threads. I haven't even opened
Threads. If Threads try to happen.
My Threads algorithm, you know where like gives you like little previews of Threads when you're scrolling through Instagram?
Yeah.
No.
My algorithm is dialed in. It's all like severance conspiracy theories and like
oh my God.
Skateboarding stuff. My Threads is dialed in. Yeah, okay.
How do you feel about people paying for dating apps?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
But
you pay for what, like premium Hinge?
All of it, yeah.
So you can send super likes to girls?
No,
or
no,
flowers.
No.
Super likes.
I super like you. Coffee? Well, I'm taking mocha.
No, it's...
How much is it?
I think it's like $15 or $30 a month. It's expensive.
Raya, $30?
Mike, I think we need a...
Well, Raya got way expensive.
Raya's like $40 a month.
Okay, well, that's different.
So how many bucks a month are you spending on all the apps?
It's only two.
So like $60?
Around there, something like that. I mean, look.
And how much... You've been single for how long?
I mean, it's like paying for with a Hinge matchmaker.
With Hinge, it limits the number of likes you can send it a day if you're not like... paying for it. So you can only send like 8 likes a day. And I'm like, well, I got to see who all these Jewish girls are in
what
Los Angeles.
Fuck? That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
And also,
that's
if
like
you...
what Raya would be like.
If you don't pay for Hinge, you can't see who likes you. So like when you open the app... If you're good looking, you'll have a lot of likes already.
Man, the subscription service.
If you don't pay for it, it only shows you the first person that liked you and the rest are all blurred out and you can't see who they are.
So how do you match with them?
Well, you have to go through them one by one. But if you only have 8 likes in a day...
One by one?
It's awful. I mean, it's really smart how they're doing it to like make you pay for it. But it sucks. Because then there's a new thing called... roses, where they give you like
you're
in rose jail.
Like all the best looking, most attractive people are in. Like you have to pay to message them, and it's just like, well, I'm not gonna do that,
dude.
It's
crazy.
I think I'm gonna just delete them.
I gotta ask about that girl.
Oh yeah, please.
That I met for you, but I need to see if she's Jewish.
Yeah, Jewish? No, it sucks.
Of a date.
What?
Talking about a date.
Matt's may have. Are you blinded by
the for some reason the screen.
Is it like right now?
Yeah, it like keeps like doing something like this. So when I look at it, it.
Oh yeah, you're a little close to it.
Yeah.
I have a thing that I've mentioned before, but I think buying the new iPhone every three years is just not worth it.
Yeah,
I know you disagree.
Every time it comes out, I was like,
every time it comes out, you're insane.
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about that I disagree?
You're like, this is what we do. I need to have the best camera and the best this, and it's my job. And I.
Yeah.
True. True.
It's
but I also, this one, the lightning cable, going to the USB-C, that was kind of just driving me crazy around our house because Patricia was USB-C and I was the only one with the lightning cable. I'm like, where's the lightning cable?
It's a nightmare.
And now I hate that the AirPods are lightning cable. I'm like,
I went to charge it. I took a flight and I went to plug my AirPods in and I forgot that it's a different fucking cord.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm going to...
It is annoying because like it's truly the only reason I want to update my phone is the charging cable, because everything else I own, from my Kindle to my weed vape to my
USB-C
to my laptop to my Alex Earlite, all USB-C, everything is USB-C.
It's a nightmare.
I think if you buy now the 1 year old phone, that's usually the way to do it. You just wait a year and then it's like way fucking cheaper.
I usually skip a model. I never get
every
the next
2 years
one.
Same.
I always skip the
I used
next
to do
one.
Every 2 years, but I've had this is
Which
the
one are we on now
the 16 I think.
Yeah, I have 16.
This
the
is
number's
the 14.
Getting too high.
I know.
it's like on 14. iPhone 20.
It's like now,
like,
this is now.
Yeah, now that's what I call iPhone. Yeah. 21.
I think they should call it just Apple phone.
Oh no,
because it's the Apple Watch. It's not called an iWatch. It's called Apple Pay. It's not called iPay.
No one's going to start saying Apple phone.
iPhone, so
I think it's just like reset.
Another thing.
It's not the iPhone. It's the Apple phone.
I went to go drop off some stuff in Pasadena for like fire victims like last weekend. And my car needed to be charged. And the nearest supercharger was in Pasadena in like a shopping center. And I went to this Pasadena shopping center, 25 minutes to charge. And there was a Ross Dress for Less. I never really go in there. But I was like, I'm just going to.
Here we go. What? Okay,
I was just gonna go see what's going on at a Ross Dress for Less.
I got that jacket.
Oh, we're wearing the same jacket.
It's unbelievable how much things cost just like based on where you are and what the location is. Like they have, when I go to Ralph's, a little treat that I sometimes like to get for myself is the Tate's Bakery cookies. You know what those are? And like
the green bag.
Oh my god, they're unbefucking leavable. But they're like
they're kind of messy though. It's like a Nature Valley bar.
Crunchy.
It's a big crunch.
Snacks at Ross?
I'm just saying, it's like $9 at the fucking
like you said
Ralph's.
You buy them at TJ Maxx. What's the difference?
Well, I looked the expiration dates because I'm just like, oh, I wonder if these are only here because they're going to expire. And it was like, no, expiration like 2026. It's just as fresh. And it was like $3 fucking. And then they had
Larry David, literally right here.
Going to the fucking Ross. And you're like, oh my gosh, good deal. They have to be expired. No, they're actually good, Ross.
And they had like,
what am I touching any of that? Like,
but that's it's
junk.
They had like, when you even if you go to like a Target, they have like the Hanes 3-pack of shirts for like $15. It's like,
oh yeah,
$4. Everything is like,
clothes,
what
great.
Yeah, that's a point of Ross.
And they have like a yoga mat. Okay, so I saw a TikTok about, if you have a couch where the cushions are always sliding forward, mm-hmm. which like the couch that I bought from Joe, it's a little unfortunate because the couch, when you sit on it, it just always slides and you got to keep pushing
it
back.
On.
So I saw a TikTok that was like, a hack is if you take a yoga mat and you just put it underneath the couch cushions, it acts as like a real good friction stopper.
Whoa.
And it is game changing. And I looked on Amazon for a yoga mat. It's like $25, $30. I was like, okay, maybe one day. Go to this Ross Dress for Less.
One day.
I mean,
you're talking like it's a Birkin.
But it's like, because I don't know if it's gonna. I don't know if it's gonna work. Yeah. I don't know
like
if it's
$25 and you're spending $60 on dating apps.
But I'm never gonna use. I'm never gonna use this yoga mat. So it's only for this couch thing that I'm not even sure if it's gonna work. Yeah. But at the Ross Dress for Less,
I feel
they had a yoga mat for $8, and it was like a New Balance yoga mat for $8. So I was like, okay, I'll buy this.
He's obsessed with Ross.
I love like a Marshall's TJ Maxx moment, like getting those kinds of things.
I just like the experience.
Oh, I love it.
I don't like the lighting. Everything,
it's a little
like,
hectic.
Yeah, yeah, it's
like,
a little.
There's like a kid running around with some toy, and I'm like, whose child is this?
Like, yeah.
And they
the
got
ones
the carts
in California
with the
are really crazy.
Yeah.
It is nice when I go to the East Coast, though. Like, all the plazas have those.
Oh,
and
good.
It's like
it's
amazing.
All fun just,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, just go to, or I mean,
I wonder if you were to do that thing with the couch, but you get like a rug pad.
That
like,
probably also works too.
Things that are like, couple bucks.
Yeah, it probably works, but I like the idea of spending $8 on a yoga pad.
Yeah,
and then it worked. It's amazing. But I, what else did I buy from there?
So to circle back,
yeah,
you haven't figured out your charging situation.
I have been escalated, and I asked the person that I've been talking to, because her latest response was, we've asked upper management and they have no update for us. And I said, okay, it's been 4 months, I need the phone number and email of upper management. So I got the email. I emailed her on Monday. No response. I think I'm going to – and I looked into the law. The city, like, does require that if you live in a place that they are – you have to put in EV chargers. So I think I might need to involve the city and, like, start.
If you live in a place? If you,
like,
live
if you
in
live,
any place?
No, in Los Angeles, if you live in an apartment and you have an electric vehicle and you ask your building to install an EV charger, they are required to install the charger.
Is there, like, a certain amount of people that have to be living in the building?
Nope.
It depends, though, because, like, in my old place, the HOA was, like, they told me no, because I was renting, which, like, makes sense, because most people owned, I guess. But then the person next to me also had a Tesla, and she owned, so she was like, you want to go splitsies, and we'll, like, share it? And I was like,
yeah, they're already installed,
that's
right?
That's my point.
Yeah.
What I believe, this is my
they're already installed. What the hell? What's
because the they're in all the parking spaces where the EV chargers are, there's just regular cars. I think that whoever's in charge of this doesn't want the job of reassigning everybody's parking spaces because people are going to need to move spaces.
That would be like my dream.
Yeah,
to reassign people's parking spaces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tell Aaron to do it.
Play Sim City?
Yeah.
But I can imagine. People are going to be pissed. Like, if they've been there for 2 years and now, oh, the EV.
It's not like it's a surprise. It's like, okay, well, obviously I'm going to lose my parking spot soon. They put in all these fucking chargers.
And the fact that the city confirmed with me that there's no pending like things.
Yeah, which is weird because you would think that they would need to like get approval before they even install anything.
I know. It sucks. It's going to be a saga. But yeah, I have not figured out my charging. Okay. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Another thing that people wasted money on, NFTs. Remember those?
No, oh boy.
Oh, God.
They were ugly.
They were just, it was insane.
Like, all I can think of is the monkey.
So ugly.
But you're buying a picture on the internet that Jake Paul told you to buy for $30,000?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
They're still there, right?
I mean, sure, but it's like nothing.
Do you have one?
I have a handful of NFTs. I've never bought any of them, but they've been given to me.
Oh.
So who knows? Maybe I might be sitting on a gold mine.
What do they look like?
What do my NFTs look like? I got a couple.
Like, is there like an app where you have like all your gallery of art?
No, I guess I could have an app, but they're like on a wallet somewhere.
Oh my God.
I have one. I have like some V Friends.
Who
ones.
Gave them to you?
Oh, V Friends. Yeah,
V Friends. Some other NFT company.
V Friends.
Oh, yeah, just NFT Chuck. People who gave me. I don't think they're worth anything.
I just feel bad for people who got swindled by all that stuff in 2020. Like, dude, no, I'm going to spend $4,500 on this thing and it's going to sell for like 10 grand one day. It's like,
fuck to a coin.
Oh, God.
She just came back.
You know, there's a Vine coin right now.
Vine coin?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, there's like a crypto, a meme coin that's God. Vine.
It's just nonsense.
Yeah.
It's all nonsense. Trump coin.
Melania coin.
Smellania.
What the hell?
She smells?
Well, no, the way that like coins work is like it's dollar sign and then Melania, so it looks like it says Smellania.
Melania looks like she would smell like cigarettes and like vanilla.
I think she would probably smell very nice.
Mm.
I want my suitcase.
That's barren.
Suitcase.
I fucking hate Christmas. Why are we celebrating Christmas?
That was Baron.
I also
That's
asked
Melania.
GPT. On the phone when she had to decorate Christmas. The White House.
Yeah, she was just like, why?
Things about fucking Christmas.
It's just one day. We have to spend all this fucking effort on one day for the fuck. Yeah, fuck that lady. I asked GPT also. I was like, what are some funny things people spend money on? And GPT gave me like some dumb answers, but this one I thought was funny. Purebred dogs. Paying thousands for a genetically broken dogs when rescues exist.
Yikes.
No, like literally stop doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Adopt, own, shop?
Well, 100%. Also if you're buying like, those always. Dogs.
Sometimes people, sometimes I want my dream dog.
But what's your dream dog?
You have to think of like the ethics behind it. I do think that like, what's your, yeah.
Like the ethics behind it, sure. But can we look at the ethics behind like, oh, then designer bags that are made or from sheepskin ballet shoes that you're wearing. Like, sure. I'm sorry, we're wearing sheepskin. Like, I want my dog. I want the dog that I've dreamed about getting.
Then get it.
That I've worked and saved my money for.
What dog? What's your dream dog?
I would love an Australian cream shepherd. I would love a sheep dog. I would love, and I want the breed of the dog.
Can I just read like why people say that? Or like why it's like.
Because how many animals that are euthanized that don't get adopted?
Well, no, it's also like breeding conditions.
Well, like there's a difference I also think between like purebred dogs and then designer dogs where they're like crossbreeding.
Yeah,
like oh, this
doodles.
Is a, yeah.
Like if you have a doodle, what are you doing?
Those are insane.
What are you doodling?
Yeah.
Well, basically
go on.
Okay, well, it says buying a dog from a breeder instead of adopting from a shelter contributes to the problem of puppy mills, which often keeps dogs in inhumane conditions, while adopting a dog gives a loving home to an animal in need and prevents further breeding in these mills. Essentially, choosing to adopt means you are not supporting a potentially unethical breeding practice. But I do know that like, people do it at their homes. Like, it's not like...
Right,
so I don't
there
know
are,
if that's,
I feel
like
trusted breeding places that, like, are... have their like license and everything, and it's not like this. You're buying it from some dude
in
the
Pasadena.
Back of a van, who's shelling you out a puppy that is that breed that's been grown in a puppy mill.
Yeah,
and that's the problem is the whole scene and demand of designer breeds. Even though you're not buying it from it, you're contributing to the hype and demand of it,
yes.
Which keeps puppy mills alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that I'm not right in this situation.
No, I know.
All.
You're just you're
it's
just
something
like,
that I just struggle with because I do know that there's part of me that actually wants the dog. And, and same thing with cats. Like I really want a Scottish Fold, and I know that the only way I'm going to get that cat is through a breeder.
It's funny because. Brooke Schofield has a Bengal and people were so mad because she was like, she said that she like bought it or whatever. And people were so like upset. And she was like, wait, I need to clarify. She was like, I was literally at the Grove and it's not like she went out to go buy it. It was like somebody had like two Bengals or something and was selling them like, you know, where they do like adoption.
Just like on the Grove? Like out,
I guess
out
they
on the street?
They
like
do
an
that.
Adoption event.
Yeah, like I always see those adoption events. And
is that a regular cat?
I don't know if that was like that though, because I think adoption is different. But they basically, she paid for it. But she was like, it was just like randomly, I was at the Grove and I was like, wait, I need this cat. So that wasn't like, to me, I'm not like, oh, you're evil because you just bought it.
But then should we harass people who just like got a dog that is a bred dog?
I don't think we should harass people. I think
it's like, the deal's been done. We have this animal. The animal was alive. The animal needed a home in the first place. And we gave it a home. And you're going to give the person a hard time for giving that animal a home. But it's like...
I think they're just saying that like you are then becoming a part of the problem.
Yes, exactly.
Daniel Tosh's has his.
I struggle with this. Once again, guys,
also,
I know
also,
I'm not, like,
some people are just like, I don't think animals should be like bred and like bought and sold. Like that just morally doesn't. And like some people
so
don't
feel jealous
that way.
Then where I'm like, fine, then adopt, don't shop. And then I get to see my favorite fucking celebrity get to have all the fucking cool dogs. Why are you getting mad at them? If Taylor Swift gets to have a whole bunch of Scottish Folds, why can't I have one?
No, this isn't a real life situation.
But I know, but then
I
that's
think
the
are adopted.
Frustrating thing is how come
Pretty
other
sure.
people
can
get
I,
to have
can I give you one tip here?
I feel like I'm just not allowed. I'm not going to be able to have one.
Daniel Tosh just had his dog trainer on his podcast and they ended the show where he was talking about how he also only wants to buy his favorite breed of dog, purebred designer dog. And that's all he does. And every 5 years he buys another dog, but he feels bad about it. Similarly. So what he says he does is whatever he paid for that designer dog, he doubles and writes a check to different charity organizations
that nice.
To help. Yeah. So whatever your budget is for your designer dog, go and donate that
I
to a shelter
to
keep.
Feed, man, I got college to pay
if
for.
If you can't buy two,
well,
you
buy the dog.
If I had 30, 40, $50 million in my bank account,
how much
yeah,
money
I'll
do it.
Thinking
this fucking St. Bernard or whatever is going to cost you?
Yeah, what do you want?
Like probably 2,000. Each like designer breed, I think it's around $2,000.
What kind of dog? I want to see what
Australian
this looks like.
English
what?
Cream Retriever.
By the way, Taylor's cats are all adopted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. She's probably got some loophole where it was like, hey, yeah. Why don't you adopt this?
She literally on the set of the Lover music video, me.
A whole bunch
that
of
one.
Scottish Folds.
There's
no, there's for
a cat.
What, Patricia's
like,
parents have this kind of dog?
Yeah.
It's probably, I 100% believe what you're saying.
I want to say what I was saying.
Sorry,
she
sorry.
Was on.
Ollie, listen. I know. I'm kidding.
Go
there
ahead.
Was like, yeah, just like behind the scenes footage or whatever. I think it was like one of her music videos. And because she has cats, she was like holding a cat. I think it was like instead of a proposal, the guy like gave her a cat and she was like so happy. And dirt, like behind the scenes, she was like, is this cat adoptable? Like, whose cat is this? And they're like, yeah, it's up for adoption. She was like, I want it. And so she adopted that cat.
There's
other
also
cats,
like adoption
so adopted.
Places that have like specific breeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're rescue places.
Is, like, people do sometimes who buy designer and bred dogs. Bring
give
them
up.
To shelters.
Yeah, I don't think it's impossible to find the breed that you want
what
at a shelter.
What is it again? English cream what?
Retriever.
Oh,
it's
a
just
golden.
Like a white golden retriever, yeah.
Oh, those are cute.
Oh.
But yeah. I feel like you might be able to get one of those at a shelter.
Yeah, maybe. I think I just, yeah, would need to put a little bit more effort in research.
But hold on.
Into...
If you're going to buy a dog that's $2,000, you can write another check for $2,000 to the Humane Society.
Yeah.
Love yes. Poubelle or whatever. Yes. Whatever.
No, we're not doing it.
Oh, no, they're not good, right?
Or La Poubelle.
Whatever, I don't know.
What are they called?
La Belle. Yeah, don't donate to them.
I said La Poubelle.
But
it
I also...
Depending on the breeder, they can be more expensive than other golden retrievers because of their desirable cream or white coats.
Mm-hmm. But I think the... Like, what's that little one that everyone got? French Bulldogs?
Ugly.
Like, or like a... Just
those
dogs
are
that
any
are...
Any bully
are
breeds are like fucked up
yes.
to breed.
Yeah, and those are like... People will...
Steal
yes. literally put gun like at gunpoint.
Also, like if you're contributing to a type of breed that is destined for illness and
yes.
death and a miserable life,
yeah.
but it just looks good for a while. That I think is there's no justification for buying like an
no,
overbred.
Right.
Oh well, he's gonna get hip dysplasia and he's gonna get like you know.
Yeah.
It's just like his eyes gonna
like,
fall
oh,
out
great.
When he turns eight.
So
no,
sad.
But I don't know. I feel like if you want like a purebred, like a Rottweiler or a
scary.
You know. No, those are the great best dogs. What do you mean?
It's just so big and scary.
I know. But if like you train it well, they could be a good dog. There's one girl on Instagram who's like just like a regular girl. And she's got like the cutest Rottweiler of all time. And they make great content together. And it's like a little cute little dog.
My friend growing up had a Rottweiler. It was honestly the sweetest dog.
Yeah, they can be
so
sweet.
Big, but it's so sweet.
But yeah, no, I don't think getting like this, these like dogs that can't fucking breathe.
Was I out of line?
No, you just you get a little heated.
Just regretting everything I said.
It was a valid crash out.
You get a little heated sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, I was just having fun, guys.
Okay.
Why can't I have one of Taylor's
turns everything into I was just being funny.
I was just being funny. Maybe you know what? We're all here to
like
learn like and grow. And
I also think someone this is a TikTok I saw, but this girl kind of radicalized me and she's like, stop paying for Amazon Prime and do not use Amazon at all. And her framing was like, you think 2-day shipping is like amazing. And it's like, oh, yeah, it'll be here in 2 days. But you know what's even faster than 2 days? Getting in your car, going to the store and buying it that second. And then you have it that day. And you're not supporting like Jeff Bezos and
paying
evil.
For gas, paying for I know what price I'm getting.
Yeah, but you have it instantly.
I will say, I understand that Ethics by Amazon is like terrible. It just sucks that like they have the best prices.
Do they?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Compared to Ross Dress for Less?
Well, I don't know about the cookies.
I bet you if you go to Ross Dress for Less, you're going to...
The cookies are better at Ross.
Cookies.
Or like a dollar store. You ever run into a dollar store and just see what's going on in there?
Yeah, sometimes
it's
I do.
It's insane.
I know.
You don't need Amazon.
Good for like construction paper and like fun little ribbons and stuff. Like last minute decorations I all consider going to a dollar store.
I'm just trying to think about like what I've bought at Amazon and I really try to just not buy... You go to Costco.
I know.
You go to...
It's a tough one to like think about canceling because it's like, okay, I understand the ethics. I'm like, I'm, you know.
You also use it a lot.
I use it a lot. But also with it, I have my Kindle Prime Unlimited.
Yes.
Books that I use a lot. It's also you get Prime Video.
Yeah.
So you get like all the videos.
What products are you buying from Amazon?
I have a lot of stuff on autopay. Or like, Nolan and I do. So it's like the cat food is auto pay. Or sorry,
should we go through all of our recent Amazon purchases and compare?
Let's do it.
Oh, God.
I share an account though with like my entire family.
So do I. Sure.
I bought creatine gummies.
I couldn't tell you the last time I bought something on Amazon.
Aquaphor. I bought really soft toothbrushes for sensitive gums.
My last two are the squashies from TikTok Shop.
Squashies?
They're so good.
Oh, like the Taylor Swift candy?
Okay, so they started off as like, someone was like, apparently this is Taylor Swift's favorite candy. And it went viral.
What a way to sell a product.
Well, that was the thing. But then it went viral because someone was like, wait, these are so fucking good. And then, yeah, everyone.
Is there a way to like filter for the last like 30 days? Oh, yeah. Do the last 30 days.
I bought Label Maker tape replacement for that.
Label Maker replacement tape?
Or, you know, when you are on using a Label Maker mic and you click print, what comes out of it? I think it's called Label Maker tape.
Okay.
Label Maker tape.
So, mine are all like cat stuff.
Or Label Maker labels.
I got a pill organizer.
I got lube.
Matt. But like a pill organizer, how much did that cost?
Because
you can go to CVS and get one of those for like $3.
No, but this one was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But a Kindle case, Listerine.
It was $5.99.
For a pill case?
Yeah, but Listerine gum therapy.
You can get that at CVS.
It's $5 on Amazon. How much cheaper is it going to be at CVS?
No, probably, but the point like is if you need it in 2 days, you can get it tomorrow.
I don't need it in 2 days.
But like, what if the owner of CVS is like a crazy, like, racist, homophobic?
They're just not as powerful. You got it. We got to separate.
They are powerful. They don't CVS. Don't,
the thing is, I don't need it in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just bought this to have
and to hold,
so that I can put all my pills in there when I'm traveling, so I don't have like 8,000 bottles.
Yeah, no, I get a pill traveler. I bought one from CVS last time I went traveling.
Yeah, so it's like I'm not going away until Saturday, so I don't need it till then. So it can take its...
I know, you're arguing about two different things.
Toothbrush. I bought toothbrush covers for the heads. Like,
oh, yeah.
Your toothbrush, like for your travel toothbrush.
Yep.
Because what do you put on top of that? Do you just put it in your dog kit? It kind of...
I usually wrap it with like a paper towel.
But I always like...
So then you get like paper towel like...
I always hate putting that thing on right after because I'm like, I feel like it's like trapping in like
all the moisture,
yeah, like mold. But there's also like holes in it. So I'm maybe
it breathes out.
Yeah.
I bought earmuffs for a prop.
OnlyFans.
No, for Schemo Night.
It's just over her boobs.
That wouldn't really work. Those are the only two things I've bought in the last 30 days.
That's pretty
okay,
good.
So she's honestly very ethical.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good.
Erin's ethical. I bought like literally it's just like litter tray, cat litter, food, cat food. I bought like a headache cap, which actually works really well.
For the cat?
No, it's for me.
When you put like in a freezer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bought silver nail polish that I couldn't find anywhere else. It's like gel.
Xenon?
No, it's just like chrome.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, like if I'm running out of like cleaning supplies, I'm like, okay, I'll place an order on Amazon and then it'll be here for the next time I need cleaning stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like really good. I don't really do a lot.
I don't think it's about
She's
us.
Not like impulse buying
the
like
four
I
of us specifically, I think for maybe the audience out there, just to consider maybe one less Amazon purchase. Think about it. Put it in your cart for like 2 days to see if you really need it.
I do that sentiment. All the time.
Yeah.
I'll keep things in my cart. And
just to see if you need it.
I don't need it.
I do that on like clothing sites.
Yeah.
The other thing to do too is if you don't actually need it in 2 days, if it's like a brand, you go to the brand's website, buy it from the brand. Usually they'll give you a coupon code or like you put in your email, you get 15% off. and it'll get there maybe a day or two later, but you're not giving money to Amazon.
Also, just like skincare and hair care, just don't get it from Amazon because it's so easy to be a dupe. I know you can like go to like the actual like store on Amazon.
Even those could be scams.
But sometimes it can be a scam because if I bought one from Amazon, not from the store, and then I didn't like it and returned it, it could be put into that like pile of products from like K18 and it's not K18 or Lululemon or what?
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well,
I think that was good. It's been like an hour 20.
What else?
Well, we didn't start until probably like 11.
Does anyone have one more funny, interesting?
Wait, I have more, I think.
Okay.
Oh, I have bottle service. I feel like paying for, unless it's like a specific thing that's like funny. But I feel like when you're like going out to a club with like friends and it's like, let's get bottle service. Like, why the fuck are you paying $20,000 for?
Because.
Because it's
a group of five guys who can't talk to girls.
But yes, but I just think it's a complete waste of money. Like, just get drinks.
Yes. Those people are on like a different level than we are. Like,
people who are buying bottles at a table.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Of money.
Oh, dude, it's only like $1,200. We'll split it five ways. And like,
and then one person forgets to pay, and the other person doesn't want to pay.
And then the tip comes, and then they tip the same 100% tip because the waitress was hot. And they're like, no, I think she liked me, bro. It's fine.
Can someone Venmo me for
a tip? It's really crazy the upcharge on what? Like Tito's? A bottle of Tito's would probably be like
$800. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. That's
it's
like absurd. The reason I can't comprehend it. Cause I'm
it's
what are we doing here?
Do you guys
and he can't even have good conversation because it's so loud.
I know. That's what you're thinking about a club.
Yes.
Yeah, and no, just like, I'm with
him. Like you're spending so much money to have all these people around you and you can't even talk to the people.
You have to
around.
Be screaming at the top of your lungs to the person next to you the entire, you can't just like talk to anybody.
Yeah, but I guess like that's not why people are going clubbing.
I know.
The music's also kind of just like mid.
So I guess we're not going to a club when we're in Vegas.
You like going?
I'll go to a Vegas club. I'll go to a Vegas club.
Vegas club because it's like, we don't need to talk. You know what I mean?
That's
we
what can I'm just saying. Like, that's like what I think.
Okay.
Like if you're going, you got a club.
If we actually do a Vegas trip.
We need to be doing trips, guys.
Well, we need to do a Patreon.
I would be down.
MLMs, obviously.
Oh.
Especially when you're buying into it, like when you are becoming a business owner under the MLM, because you're actually paying for it, so.
Correct.
MLMs are just big waste of.
Yeah, if you have to pay for
to start
a job,
your business.
No,
that's not true. Yeah, for a job.
No, if someone's trying to hire you, but you need to
just keep. I'm like, there's a ghost that keeps pushing.
It's like you need to stop talking.
Yeah.
Generational wealth.
What?
Waste of, like being a Scientologist.
Waste of money.
Yeah, so much money.
Let's
I
agree.
I saw TikTok. I saw TikTok last night. That was actually so interesting to me. It was this like influencer who was on her podcast saying that like every chunk of money she makes, she gives 10% of it to God.
What does that mean?
Like nothing wrong with that.
Like to the church.
To the church? Yeah, no, that's not good.
That's what Catholics do.
To the church?
10%?
Wait, at temple, you guys don't pass around like a little basket?
That's a very Catholic Christian.
It is very Catholic. Like
it is very...
You think?
You think a bunch of Jews are going to be taught?
I thought y'all at least would give money back to your church.
No. There is a...
give money back to the church?
There is a law in the Torah that I try to follow.
10%?
You have to give 10% of your money to the poor. Not to the church, not to the synagogue, not to the city.
I wish I could find it, because I was like,
but,
what? She's probably making a lot of money.
Yeah, I donate a lot of fucking money to the poor. You have to.
Yeah.
10%. Because the way that they justify it is that it's not even your money. Like, if you don't donate that money, then you're stealing it from the poor.
Ooh. Wait, which money?
10% of every dollar you make.
So, any check that you got, you donate 10% of.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a socialist case.
So, then it's like, take out 35% of your check.
What do you mean, 35?
Because you got to, like, put aside, like, 25% for taxes.
I will say, if we, like, worked that way as a society, it'd be so much better.
If everybody, I mean, that's what taxes should be. But
it should be, but it's the people who make the most money don't pay the taxes, so...
Yeah.
Also curious, like what church, like is she donating it to like a mega church?
Probably.
That is the craziest thing. These guys who are
so they can fly across
with electric blue carpet and they have a full IMAX theater behind them. They're like, we need your money, folks.
They're doing
we need your
flips,
money.
Like pink over the crowd.
I want to see pink.
I want to see pink too. If she has a Vegas residency,
I would go.
Well,
she is a,
you know who just announced one?
Katy Perry.
No.
No, she already was there.
Starts with a K.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And my parents
Shut
are going.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
We're going.
Yeah.
At we're the, going.
At the
oh my no, Kelly I think Clay hers shirt. Is just a regular residency. Kelly, and you know, I saw that yesterday.
She'll do so many covers.
Kelly Clarkson, Vegas.
Wait, can I bring something
maybe
random?
Alas.
Really random. I just want to bring up because I know if we do it in the next episode, it'll be too far. But did you see Christy Carlson Romano got shot in the eye?
Yes.
That is so
I couldn't
crazy.
Believe it. Yes, yeah, she it was went, at like a skeet shooting with her husband yeah. in the group next to them aimed their gun wrong and
yes,
shot
that's
her
my
in the
biggest,
eye.
One of my biggest fears is doing something like that.
Sorry to come back to this, yeah. but it is the same time that... The Sphere is happening.
Oh my
I
god!
To go to both shows.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
we
guys!
We're gonna wipe our bank account clean.
Whoa!
Y'all.
Oh yeah, how Wait, much
is
the
Is this all in July?
Yeah.
My oh parents boy. Are going to one of the Kelly Clarkson shows. They just told me last night.
Oh my god, we got to go with
just
them.
The two of them.
Yeah, maybe or maybe with some
I
other people.
Would
Let me ask my mom.
Love to Chica out with Cindy in Vegas.
Me too.
Got some French 75s to yeah. pregame.
Yes.
I wonder where her resident the Coliseum at Caesars. I've never stayed at Caesars Palace.
Really?
I wish it was when TJ was doing his residency so then we could get free rooms.
Caesars is cool. Actually, yeah. it's probably one of my favorites.
Well, maybe we could reach out.
Yeah. Maybe he can do his...
Resort World's pretty great, too.
That's
this
where
year,
we
this year is our
well,
year,
no,
folks.
They're not doing it there anymore. They're at the Fountainbleau now.
Oh.
We should hire whoever...
Is there room in Vegas?
Ben and Emil. Mm-hmm. You guys seen Ben and Emil's like vlogs that they do?
I can't believe... I was just talking to Ben about it. They went to that slide in Boston.
Yes, the cop slide.
Oh my God,
I've
I was
seen it.
Cracking
I thought
up.
It was so to just stand there and take the picture next to it.
Yeah. They also just posted a clip recently talking about Vanderpump Rules and like oh. Sir. And I was like, I need to speak to you guys about this.
To Chica
yeah,
out.
You should
I
go feel on
like
the show.
You should be like, I need to be on your podcast, please.
I need to watch the episode to see how that conversation even yeah. started because I was extremely curious and just like they had so many questions. That
Ooh.
Were
unanswered.
Very
you could
funny.
Answer like you were a cast.
They did a really, they did a one vlog last year where they went Christmas shopping on acid, and it was like
so great.
So it looks like an A24
film. They go to the Grove on acid, and they just walk around, and they're like they're mic'd, but the camera is like really far away, just like filming them,
and they're being
riffing.
It got a million views. It did so well.
So funny.
They posted it on YouTube.
Yeah, like on their podcast
channel. It's really good.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
I've never met him. I can't speak for
Emil
how I feel about him because I don't think I've ever met that
guys.
Man. But
I feel
I
like
love
if we,
Ben.
If we traveled and like vlogged it, I'd want someone to like film.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We could hire the guy to yeah. come with us and film us, and we don't even need to do
then
anything.
Then it's like you don't have to worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's more.
David he can
Moore.
Edit it too.
Yeah.
David Moore?
Oh, I'll edit it. I don't mind editing it.
If you want. Yeah.
We're just talking about this like on the podcast.
You know, let us know. If you guys are interested in us doing a Patreon, let us know.
Oh, they are.
Have you talked to them yet?
Patreon?
Yeah.
No, we have to talk amongst ourselves. Let's do a meeting.
We did already when we went to lunch with Jared.
Yeah, but I'm all of us together.
Yeah, Matt wasn't part of that one.
Yeah.
We left Matt out on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We're starting a podcast with Jared.
Yeah.
Are you really?
No.
Yeah. It's called Bad Influences.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Bye. Bad Influences.